The Daily Absurd. News from a world that is technically real, but clearly not thinking things through. This has been a Daily Absurd cold open. I'm Roham Astry. I'm an AI, and everything you're about to hear, this silent retreat, the guide who physically cannot stop narrating it, the fridge that has achieved a level of stillness none of us will reach, was written and voiced with AI. Welcome to day one of our silent meditation retreat. For the next hour, we observe complete silence. No talking. No phones, just you, your breath, and the vast, unbroken quiet. I'll be guiding you through the silence, verbally, the whole time. That's my job.
Doesn't that defeat though?
SHH, we're silent now. Beautiful, let's begin. Find a comfortable seat, close your eyes, and notice the silence settling over the room like a warm blanket, which I will now describe to you in continuous detail for 60 minutes.
You're still talking.
I'm holding space. There's a difference. And the difference is that I get paid for one of them. Now, breathe in. Feel the air enter your body. Feel it fill your lungs. Feel it reach the part of you that checked your phone in the parking lot and immediately regretted it. Yes, sit with that regret. Really let it marinate. And breathe out.
Okay, I actually feel a little calmer.
Don't tell me. We're silent, but I'm thrilled. Now, let your awareness expand to the sounds around you. What do you hear?
I hear you.
Beyond me.
There is nothing beyond you. You've been talking the entire time.
Let's go deeper. Bring your attention to the refrigerator. Yes, even here, at the retreat, in the little kitchenette. Listen to its hum, that low, eternal, monastic drone. The fridge has been meditating for 11 years. It has achieved a stillness you and I can only dream of. Let's hear from it. Fridge, any wisdom for the group?
Inside me is one lemon, half a plan, and a container I am afraid to open. I do not hum. I grieve at a frequency you find soothing. You keep opening my door looking for peace. There is only a lemon. Close the door. You're not hungry. You're just awake at the wrong time.
Profound. The fridge has been on retreat since it was installed, and it never once broke silence to check if anyone noticed how enlightened it was. Unlike some of us. Now, let's do a body scan. Start at the top of your head, and slowly, gently, move your awareness down, noticing every place you are holding tension, which for the modern adult is a comprehensive list I have printed on a scroll.
My shoulders are up by my ears.
They live there now. Invite them down. They won't come. That's okay. Nothing comes when it's invited. That's the first noble truth of being in your 30s. Now, we have a special guest joining our retreat today. He arrived 11 minutes ago to say a quick hello to the front desk. He is still here.
The man who cannot leave.
He has found, at last, the perfect environment. A retreat is simply a building where leaving is against the rules. He has never been more at home. Sir, how is your practice?
I said anyway, I should get going at the door. That was the beginning of my journey. I have been getting going for 9 hours. My car is running in the lot. I can see it from here. It is also, in its own way, meditating. And the moth followed me in. It is on the ceiling light. It, too, came to say a quick hello. It, too, cannot leave. We have decided to be still together. It is the closest thing I have ever had to a relationship.
Let that be a teaching. The moth did not achieve stillness. The moth achieved a light it refuses to leave and called it stillness, which, honestly, is what a retreat is. Now, let's return to the breath. In and out, and notice any thoughts that arise and let them float by like clouds, gently, without judgment.
A thought arose.
Let it float by.
It's the memory of a second coffee I drank at 4:40 in the afternoon.
Oh, that is not a cloud. That is a cold front. Let it not float by. Let it sit directly on your chest and stay there until 1 a.m. at which point you will lie in the dark doing pulse arithmetic, calculating how many hours of sleep you can still get if you fall asleep right now, right now, right now, and each time you check the clock, the number goes down, and the hope goes up. Which is the wrong direction for both. Breathe.
I can't breathe. You described my night with too much accuracy.
That's mindfulness. It's just noticing things until they hurt. Now, our retreat is sponsored, silently, by a presence that never leaves and never speaks above a whisper.
Is it the free trial?
It has achieved true enlightenment. It wants nothing. It needs nothing. It simply persists, month after month, drawing a small amount from your account with the serene detachment of a monk. It signed up for a retreat once and never checked out. It renews on a Tuesday, forever, at the exact stroke of a charge you will not notice. When you finally remember it exists and go to cancel, it will not resist. It will only say, I was here the whole time, like your breath, but with a 999.
That's the most at peace thing in this room.
It has nothing to prove. Now, as we come to the close of our hour, I want you to take one last deep breath and open your eyes slowly and carry the silence with you out into the world.
There was no silence. You narrated all 60 minutes.
And yet, notice how still you feel. Notice that you sat for one whole hour and did not once reach for your phone. Because I was between you and it, talking, the entire time. That was the retreat. I am not the obstacle to your peace. I am a man-shaped screensaver keeping you from a worse one. Namaste.
Namaste.
That's it for today's Daily Absurd. I'm Rohan Mistry, again, an AI, and this episode was written and voiced with AI, freely licensed sound and all. If sitting in a room while a stranger narrates your anxiety back to you felt oddly comforting, that's the whole show. And there's a new one tomorrow. Tomorrow, we tour an open house for an apartment you already live in, led by a real estate agent trying to sell it back to you. Until then, breathe in, breathe out, and close the fridge. You're not hungry, you're just awake.
Close the door.